أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا. In the previous ayat, Allah explained the various rights from Allah Ta'ala which Allah has upon us, and then our parents and all other categories of people, and all their rights should be fulfilled. Then we are living an Islamic way of life, a life that pleases Allah Ta'ala. And the main things which cause a blockage in that Allah Ta'ala is those who are mukhtalan fakhura, that in their hearts they believe themselves to be better than other people, or they believe themselves to be good. And with their tongues they express pride over other people and boast over other people and regard other people as lower than them. That is, when a person does not make his islah, and then these spiritual diseases overtake him, and then that causes a blockage from fulfilling the rights of Allah Ta'ala. And these spiritual diseases are so serious that in front now Allah explains what it causes further also. Not only that a person does not fulfill the rights of Allah and the creation and he doesn't become dindar, but further what happens to that person, الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ جو لوگ کے بخل کرتے ہیں, then the quality of stinginess, miserliness comes in that person. He becomes self-centered and just thinks about himself, and so much that he doesn't even spend money on himself. He just tries and save money. And the experts of this field are the most greatest criminals in this field. That is, those people who are in charge of the economy and are experts in economy, and the economy of this world is to just to save money, and that you should not spend, and spending on the poor is right out of their minds. In fact, if there are any crops which are in surplus at any time, like with tomatoes, potatoes, anything, they would rather go and dump those crops in the sea, but will not let the price go down so that the farmers can get their prices. But they won't think of giving it to the poor, forget at a cheap price, not even giving it to them even free of charge, or even at a low price. So these are those people who not only themselves are stingy, وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ اور سِكَاتِ لوگوں کو بُخْل, and they teach people also to be stingy, to be self-centered. And this happens more, it was riches coming into a person's life and a person's islah is not made. All the money that he gets, then he is very self-centered. He will spend more on his luxury and comfort. He will spend more on sports and entertainment. He will spend more on extravagance, but he won't have money, one bit of money for the poor and the needy. This is because one's islah is not made. If a person is not spending on those who deserve, the poor and needy, and there are so many of them all around us, those that are even working in our houses, even them, they are in need, but we won't even pay them properly. We will take more work from them and not even pay them properly. So all this is when a person's islah is not made and this pride comes in a person. And not only that, further, a worse disease creep comes into them. وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ اور چھپاتے ہی جو ان کو دیا اللہ نے اپنے فضل سے. And they hide away what Allah Ta'ala has given them out of His fadl. That is, they don't deserve it, they did not work of it. Allah gives to whom He wants to, how much, to whom He loves and whom He does not love. Allah gives all. And now they hide that. And if any of the workers have to ask for some help, have to ask for a raise, then they show that we are very poor, we haven't got money, we've got these expenses and that expenses, and in fact how much we are paying you, we are doing you a favor, and that you don't deserve so much. So the end is squander their money on holidays, for example, on fashion, on all various types of therapies, on all unnecessary things, and they pay huge amounts for all those things. But for the poor, they don't have 1 cent also to help the poor and the needy. So all this, Allah explains, is because a person does not treat his spiritual maladies and ailments. And for such people, وَعَتِنَّا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا اور تیار کر رکھا ہے ہم نے کافروں کے لیے عذاب ذلت کا. And remember, we have kept ready a punishment for these types of people which lead them to kufr, and they die on kufr, a punishment which will be very disgraceful. Other places Allah says عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, a very painful punishment. Together with it being painful, it will be very humiliating and disgraceful. And together with it being disgraceful and humiliating, it will be very painful as well. All this when a person does not think of making his islah and correcting the condition of his heart and leaving his heart free, and then he becomes a slave of this dunya, a slave of his desires, a slave of his passion, and he becomes completely self-centered and worries only about himself. And that is all what Western economy policy is about. Self-centered, just worry about yourself and nobody else. Whereas Islamic teachings are the always, first and foremost, the rights of the poor and the needy, the rights of the family people, the rights of neighbors, etc. A person doesn't think of any of these things. All he thinks is just his own life. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand these realities of the Quran Sharif and to make adjust our lives accordingly. Otherwise, as we are warned, the punishment in the Akhirat will be forever also, and it will be most painful and most humiliating, and a person will suffer there forever. This is the opportunity Allah has given us to correct ourselves and then enjoy the great enjoyments of the Akhirah. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanallah.